This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Ryan Taylor, State Director of Rural Development for the USDA.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com. Each week, Building the Bakken extracts the very best stories and interviews that are driving the conversation.
It's unlike anything as a country we've seen since the Industrial Revolution.
Building the Bakken is more than just oil and money. It's about the people and the community.
This is nectar of the gods. It doesn't get any better than this.
Sample Auto Sales, Manning, North Dakota, thanks you for another amazing summer. As we gear up for fall, Sample Auto Sales invites you to stop in and see their selection of back-to-school or back-to-work vehicles, work trucks, light and heavy duty, plus cars, SUVs, minivans, and more. As always, see most of their inventory online at sampleautosales.com. Call them up, 701-573-7875, or stop in and drink their coffee. Sample Auto Sales really appreciates your patronage.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Ryan Taylor, State Director of Rural Development for the USDA.
You know, when we add it all together over the last 5 years in those 19 oil and gas producing counties, it's in excess of $727 million. And a huge share of that has been in utilities, electrical infrastructure, water, and broadband, a big part of that in broadband. You know, maybe a story or two to consider, you know, in addition to those numbers, we recently announced a $46 million loan with Central Power Cooperative, which gets into a big swath of central and western North Dakota. But our undersecretary, Lisa Mensa, was out from Washington, D.C., and traveled a good share of the Bakken region with us. And just to kind of see how this connects, we do loans with RTC, Reservation Telephone Co-op, in Parshall, and also has an office in Watford. They take us over to Whiting Petroleum. And as they're connecting fiber through western North Dakota, bringing, you know, high-speed internet, they're saying, you know, as we go to someone's house, we run that fiber optic line into an oil pumping station. They use that fiber optic line to get high-speed, real-time monitoring of their pipeline flow rates.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ryan Taylor, State Director of Rural Development for the USDA, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review would like to thank its local sponsors, radio affiliates, online news services, and other media distribution points, as well as Sample Auto Sales out of Manning, North Dakota. Check them out online at sampleautosales.com, and Kids in Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. Visit kidsincapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies with the Mondak Oilfield Review. Be safe and keep it turning to the right.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.